I want my 5280 gig now!
From the Figgis Studios, fresh off, Lord knows what where the fuck we were doing.
I did vodka shots.
We did vodka shots.
Vodka shots. You guys did vodka shots.
We're professionals.
I didn't do anything.
I was trying to tell Shinji to get into the robot.
Oh my god! Oh my. We're not getting into this because I'll get mad about it. We're going to talk about comics.
We are here, Private Cheeseburger, Double A Ron, Sir Tetra of Butts Tau, special guest Red, and myself, Smurf. We are going to be doing some new stuff with our Patreon account and with our Redbubble and ways to amuse you.
Give us money because we're currently using
a
microphone we don't
own. Sorry, we found some random guy walking down the street. Yeah,
give us your microphone!
Some crazy homeless man with wicked sideburns.
And yes. He had a microphone.
He had, oddly enough.
He had a nice wireless microphone.
I'm having the weirdest day. I found a hat full of money and then I got chased by a guy with a guitar.
Oh no!
He told me that earlier today. It was like a
That's
slow.
Good. No, I like that.
That was a slow realization where I was all like, "Why would you find a hat full of money?"
It's a slow burner.
Yeah.
Way worse one. I was talking to Devin and I made her believe this and I was like, "Yeah, you know, I had a grandfather who died at Auschwitz," and she's like, "What? That's crazy." I was like, "Yeah, he fell off the fucking guard tower."
Oh no.
So I'm getting worse than you.
Yep. I like that. You're worse than me.
Those vodka shots are getting rough.
So tonight,
I made vodka shots.
Hey,
today's,
I made them. I poured them at home.
You did.
Horseradish.
The horseradish is worth shooting. You can't. You can't shoot the pepper one.
The pepper is for.
You can shoot the pepper one.
It's just not recommended.
Every decision you've ever made in your life.
Yeah, and the,
I told you
the fucking napalm cloud you let go. Jesus.
To shoot everything.
I don't think that's a millennial.
I think
millennials are like anti-shooting things.
Yes.
We come from the Columbine shooting age. Like, we're against that.
No, joke's on you. I went to Columbine. Shoot everything. Whee!
No, see? You're of the Columbine
age. Moves,
you're like, no, don't
shoot it.
Well, don't shoot people.
Exactly.
Shoot drinks.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Valid. All right.
Yeah,
I will.
I will. My campaign. Don't shoot people, shoot drinks.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. I concede.
I like it.
What are we talking about?
Comic books.
Art.
Shoot people. Make sure it's in video games.
Track. Oh.
Yeah, because then you respawn.
Yeah. You respawn.
Oh, man. Now I know what the next horror movie franchise is going to be.
Oh, I like that. That'd be a great horror movie.
No,
respawn.
Drunk millennials or respawn?
Respawn. Oh, I guess that would be like April Fools or that one where she keeps sleeping and she wakes up.
Happy Death Day.
Yeah, Happy Death Day.
Fucking hilarious.
And now it's a sequel.
The sequel's good.
I need to see it.
Better than the first. It takes the Evil Dead approach, where the first one they were trying to be like serious horror movie.
Uh-huh.
The second one goes full balls to the wall, like.
And what if they're all fucked?
What if the Asian guy could time travel, but he didn't know he was time traveling?
I saw that in a Star Trek Next Generation episode.
You know what? The Asian guy in Star Trek the next no, it wasn't. It was
that's
Voyager.
Voyager.
It was
Henry
War.
Kim.
Yeah.
Well,
he made fun of my handwriting.
Garrett Wang made fun of your handwriting.
You were there. It's when I won the TV.
Oh, that's right.
You won a TV?
Yeah, I won a TV.
Yeah.
I still use that TV.
Your life is very different than mine.
And I still am pissed off at him.
Strange.
Still pissed off at that guy.
Why? What did he do?
Canceled like our podcast interview with him like 10 minutes before he was supposed to come on. I'm like, seriously?
Well, some people
at least
have
you got a TV set out of it.
Yeah, I got a TV and he made fun of my handwriting in front of like 85 people. And I have never been redder, but it's okay because I got to meet Mega Ran that day. So.
Mm-hmm. There you go. We are going to be covering topics across the board. This week's topic is the fate of comic book stores. As we have been to a lot of cons and we've seen the landscape suddenly shift in a very negative way, and we're questioning how our shops going to survive, and if they choose to survive, because we've lost ThinkGeek, even though they're still part of GameStop.
Yeah,
they're pulling back.
Store thing now.
And it doesn't, I guess it makes sense for them, but we're also losing shops. Here in Colorado, we lost Mile High Comics a few months back, so they're down to just one shop, and it's the Jason store, and it's a gigantic, huge warehouse.
It's a big warehouse. Kevin Smith has been there, mm-hmm. and talked about it, and they just got robbed recently.
They just got robbed recently by a former employee. We are losing...
Hey, he's presumed innocent. Until proven guilty.
He was on film. He smashed glass.
That's for his lawyer to deal with.
But what are we going to ruin the
case? He's on film.
Defamed my client.
Oh my God, I want that argument.
I want that to happen now.
He was drunk.
You don't, that lawyer does not make enough money to come after me. I'll fucking make him pay.
Oh, sure. Stop drinking. You get angry when you're... You get angry.
You know, that's what these off-topic things should be.
It is.
Just getting drunk and be like, the comic book store is fucking going okay. down the drain.
And it's...
Hey, I have to drive.
It's funny because we've had requests of, like, what shows to do. I've gotten emails. One was, a 5280 After Dark, and I'm like, what the fuck are we going to do after dark? Because, I mean, we're pretty much free. Yeah, we're uncensored now.
It's going to get so much worse.
How much worse could we... Tao's randomly stabbing people.
Smurf already has. He's all, like, ragey now. He's like, that lawyer better watch out. Chill.
No,
chill, man.
I'm welcoming. Come.
Chill.
She's just sitting out with a knife, and it's like, welcome to 5280 Geek After Dark. Tao's a knife.
She looks like she's dressed up like Michael Myers. She's kind of short to be that guy. That guy's like 7 foot tall.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Not that
actually, I could see you as Jigsaw's little puppet.
Especially if I laugh like,
no, Jigsaw's puppet with the little tricycle.
Don't be rude. I know how to ride a bicycle.
Okay,
but
it's way scarier if you come on the train.
It is. Like,
I mean, it's like, this is... falls off.
And she hits the floor.
I don't like clowns.
I love clowns. I wanted to be a clown when I was a kid. I still, that's like one of my regrets in life.
And on that bombshell. No, just kidding. We're not going anywhere. So we lose a Mile High store. Of course, oddly enough, I stopped shopping there, so I don't know if that means anything.
Oh yeah, because you stopped shopping there. They went out.
Oddly enough.
No. I actually think that holds up because you never saw that store. That store was
smaller,
like
smaller one.
Yeah, yeah. The Mile High over on Colorado that closed down.
Yeah. Oh. I used
picked up my badge 1 year for Denver.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's the one that's near Wadsworth and Sixth, and then
the big one.
No.
Oh,
I was like,
Jason Street is a warehouse.
Oh yeah.
Wadsworth and Sixth is over there by the. Maybe that one's still there.
It's
no,
it's near the Sprouts.
But that's not comics.
Maybe it still is.
Is it?
Yeah.
It still is. So there's two stores. There's two Mile High stores.
Well, I think the point is that comic book stores are closing. Well,
comic book stores are closing. We lose coins, cards, and comics in Arvada. Today was its last
day.
Hey, I did that on... I did Arvada on purpose as Arvada. I like making fun of Arvada. That's why I always say Arvada.
Arvada, Colorado.
Because it just pisses Arvada off when you call him Arvada, because it's Arvada.
It's not Louisville, Colorado, man.
Louisville. You got to say it with like a mouthful of marbles. Louisville. They hate ding ding ding.
Thank you both for getting that right.
So we're losing comic book stores. We're facing a very interesting, I think, spin because digital's coming.
Yeah.
Well, it's not even a digital thing.
I mean, digital's here.
Well, I think they're going to advance it a little bit more because we're going to see more motion comics. I think we're going to see higher downloads.
You think comics are all moving to Kindle?
I hate to tell you, how I get my comics.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Wow.
A lot
I didn't know
of...
you could read.
Oh, my God.
Well, the pictures help.
Boy, you can fuck off.
The pictures help. So...
Are they like the big pictures? Are they like the big pictures with Spider-Man? Spider-Man is my favorite character because he threw the web.
I love it. I love it when Smurf is angry drunk.
I like Spider-Man because he makes a thwip, and now there's a black Spider-Man.
Thwips and then releases.
It's like the Stormtroopers all over again. I know.
Thwip release. Thwip release. Anyway, wow.
pictures, okay, George?
Okay.
I like the rabbits,
George. Tell me about the rabbits, George.
Really with like other apps and stuff like that where you can read comics and just like add like, animations and stuff. Which is pretty
it's
neat.
Really convenient.
I like them with horror.
Because I don't have to leave my house.
Well, like, it's not that comics are... The comic industry is not in jeopardy. It's just how we buy them.
Well, I mean, you're dealing with razor-thin margins when you're a comic book shop. Speaking from experience and a former
he's gonna
order,
tell us. Old man Smurf's going to tell us. He's going to tell us all about it.
Back in my day.
Get off my lawn.
No, I actually ran a very successful comic book shop.
What is that?
I sold it. Because Marvel at this time.
Yes,
because
you had to go to your prom?
Yes, because I had to go to
prom.
You
had to go to prom. Those photos are burned into my brain.
Marvel decided to skip the middleman and ship direct.
Oh, I remember that whole thing.
So this is 1990.
I wasn't alive whenever it happened.
Yeah.
I remember it happened.
Well, you were alive. You just couldn't read.
You were alive, yeah. So Marvel is going to direct distribution. We decide now is a good time to leave because they were dictating how stores would purchase comics and what they would sell. So we got out. We came back later.
Clearly, the stores hung on for like 25 years.
It was a culling of herd, though. I mean, you lost stores overnight.
Yeah.
Well, Marvel's had questionable things.
Well, Marvel got.
They're the ones who told fans to go rip DC Comics off the shelf.
Good grief.
Yeah, there's been an interesting feud.
Not cool, dudes.
Stores is about a weird history and stuff like that.
Well, in Marvel, after they do the direct thing, they get bought out by Toy Biz, the toy company they had purchased a few years earlier, because Marvel fucked up with the direct distribution. So they needed to get bought out, saved. So Toy Biz come in.
They needed a hero.
They needed a hero. And it was in the shape of a Captain America toy. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, and then they just started selling a shitload of toys, and that was kind of for a while.
And then they've swung back, and of course, it's the Disney juggernaut that it is now.
Yeah, now they're cranking out comics like it's no tomorrow.
Well, and then on the other side of the coin, dealing with DC, you have DC that's going to be doing all a bunch of rebranding. So Vertigo is gone, and they're renaming all of their titles. DC Black, DC Children's. They've got this whole new breakdown that they're doing.
It makes it a lot easier, I hate to say, for the general public to get into it, but that's what they need. That's what comic book stores need, is for the general public to get back into it. Because if you think about it, a lot of pop culture nerds who do podcasts, they sit there and they go see the movies.
Those assholes.
They don't read the comics. They sit there and they go, oh, well, I love Spider-Man, even though they've never picked up an issue.
It's true.
They don't. And that's kind of gone away.
Well, and it's weird when you see the comic books adapt the film.
Sure.
Perfect example, Star-Lord.
I hate that.
Guardians of the Galaxy, Star-Lord had a specific look, helmet, and everything. And now...
And now he looks like...
He looks like Chris Pratt.
Like a space villain.
Hey, he used to look like a space cop.
And now he's a. Now he looks like a robber.
Yeah, now he looks.
I'm never gonna be a cop.
Now he looks like a bandmate out of Bon Jovi.
He was a space cop.
He wasn't. That's exactly what it was.
He was a space cop, and they're like, "Well, no, now he's Chris Pratt, and he's edgy." And you're like,
"No."
Whoa.
We all know who's in charge here.
Disney.
As Guardians of the Galaxy. Which was a comic, oddly enough.
I want that to be the next title, and James Gunn better deliver.
Oh.
No, it's going to be like Guardians of the Galaxy, but in front of it, there's going to be a piece of duct tape with AS.
As Guardians? That would be funny.
I need that.
I could actually see Gunn doing something like that.
That's why it's perfect.
Yeah.
The mainstream has gone away. It's not there anymore.
Well, I don't even know if you can call it mainstream, because as you deal with different shops, and I've visited a lot across the country, you've got some that are primarily comics, and they're struggling. You've got ones that are cards and comics.
Yeah, they get into the collectibles.
Or like gaming?
The gaming side, which is a slippery slope, and we've battled back and forth on the gamers versus the comic guys and the magic versus all that.
Well, I appreciate like Enchanted Grounds has that kind of mix.
They have their coffee, but they got rid of comics.
Yeah.
The location that we were at.
They have the battle between the
profit margin and...
Well, the gamers and the coffee.
Yeah.
Like, they have their own little weird battle going on.
Because I hate to break this to you. Well, yeah, Magic players,
you have to have
don't
dishes.
Spend money.
No, they don't, because they buy their cards and they're like, okay, I'm going to have this deck for 35 years.
Yes.
You can't take away my mana. Like,
yeah. And
is that exactly what they sell? Like, you can't take away my mana.
No, I'm having flashbacks right now. He's absolutely right.
That is.
No, the guy who kept taking pictures with butt cracks that got,
oh my God.
He got banned for like years.
Yeah, and then they actually let him back into the tournaments. I remember
he's
that.
Back. No, because he would go around he would magic
really
tournaments.
Like this next to like a guy's
next
ass
to
crack.
Fat guy's butt.
Shut up. Yeah. Really?
He was always like this. That.
Yeah, because it's called body shaming and body policing, and you're an asshole.
But it was funny.
I understand it's funny.
It's the dudes who don't put on deodorant that are just hanging it all out.
Right, but it's still body policing, and we're against that, so. Mm.
I don't know, man. We can agree to disagree on that.
You're not against body policing?
I'm against body policing. I'm just not against, you know, getting rid of plumber's crack.
Just say no to crack.
Crack is whack, yo.
Okay, first of all, your face is amazing, and I regret not filming this. And second of all, I need like a World War II Bales Bond War Bonds poster.
We do. Crack is whack.
Of Aaron saying crack is whack.
That is going to be our next T-shirt.
No, I have to be doing the pose next to somebody's butt.
Hold on, I'm writing that down right now as I'm pulling up this.
But like, I love going to the comic shops because. There is a weird camaraderie about going there, because the old surly guy behind the counter has been there since the 60s.
Right, but there was, like, we felt that way about going to the video store, too. Remember? Yeah. Like, we used to all go hang out at Blockbuster. We all used to go hang out at the Quickie Mart.
It's fucking Friday. It's movie night.
Oh, man. That's what we did.
It is what we did.
Hollywood Video Person?
It was the closest one to my house.
Well, it doesn't matter. We had Albertsons. That's what we did.
No, it's like my family tried to keep that alive with Redbox.
We went to the library once in a while. And
come on, Timmy, see what you want out of the vending machine.
Values anywhere else? And you're like,
that's how I found Last Unicorn. And
because it's just old.
The only place on topic, the only place you could get Last Unicorn back when I was back in my day,
back in your day,
the only place you could get that on VHS was at the library, because nobody else Rainbow Bright the movie.
Yeah,
Rainbow Bright the movie, man, motherfucking yeah.
Yeah, you get any copy of fucking True Crime, but fucking. No, I can't get Rainbow Bright.
Mm-mm. Man, I rented Die Hard so many times from Albertsons, I can't even tell you. But the point is that, yeah, okay, I get it. You want your space to not only be surrounded by the literature of your people and hang out and discuss, surrounded by those things, but the video store went away.
Yeah. Video store went away.
It's how I feel about like barbershops, where I'm like, I want to go get my hair cut and I want to talk to people. Like,
yeah, you need the hangout.
Well, this is
that talk. I need that.
And I would like it to not cost me $35 an hour in drinks.
Well, and I think
talk to people. I was
comic. Well,
it's a different.
I hate to say
different.
To men and women, because I can go in there and not be harassed.
Oh no, I get my hair cut at my mom's place. They keep asking me questions.
Oh, you know,
when are you going to have a boyfriend, huh? When you?
I go to Floyd's and they're all women and they're like, what's your job? That sounds interesting, and they don't actually care.
Yeah.
So you're going to the Raisins of Hairstylists?
Do I get a back massage and a towel treatment? Don't you?
Hi, guys. Feel free to sit anywhere.
That's the hipster great clips. That's
that's Roosters, and I've been there.
Oh, man. They
tried to sell me mustache wax that was like $80.
Oh, my God.
That's why print is dead.
that's the Urban Outfitters of great clips. Exactly. But no, Floyd's is definitely the hipster great clips.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Towel treatment, the straight razor. And
Rick's not allowed to. When did that happen?
Whenever I got shaved. No, they shave it down with an electric razor, and then they hit the skin with the straight razor.
Yeah, you could do that at home, man.
It's
not the same.
Okay, don't back him up for going to Floyd's.
It's not the same.
It's
not the same.
Objectifying a little bit, but it's fine, because she's tattooed.
It's not objectified. Why'd you even bring that up?
I don't know, man.
Because he's on the defensive now. He doesn't want to get flashed.
You're ridiculous. You haven't done anything inappropriate except think you're being accused of being inappropriate.
How dare you?
You're the weirdest guy ever.
But you know what? I think in this new generation.
I think that's why we're friends.
Even in the old generation, you want somewhere to hang out. You want to be able to converse.
Yeah, you
want to
have the.
You want to compare notes.
Yeah, and hanging out.
Talking to the people.
Hanging out at the Quickie Mart after you're 21 is lame.
Well,
and that's the problem is there's nowhere to hang out.
There isn't.
Except for bars.
Well, and yeah, even these lame. Weird, like, loungy areas. Even the weird loungy areas that they've got like set up at Starbucks and all of that, it's just it's strange. So what I'm waiting for, and I'm thinking Barnes and Noble should jump on this, is they got rid of the Nook sales. The Nook booths are gone.
Thank God for that. That's the most annoying part.
It was like it took up so much room.
You won't get in, it's right fucking there.
Yeah.
And there was never anybody there.
No.
And you're like, I would like some assistance with my Nook. And they're just like, we don't work here. You're wearing a lanyard that says you work here. I don't work here.
I don't know what you're talking about, man. Bye.
Yeah.
Gee, I wonder why Nook failed.
Maybe you should look online and we will help you later. Yeah. So but
wow.
if Barnes & Noble was any kind of smart, they would do what they did with the video section of their establishments, because they have like someone that's dedicated. No, they've got the video. They got one person that's dedicated. I feel bad because nobody goes back there to talk to them.
Their music section is
They got the music section.
Yeah, the music section. If you did that with comics. Yeah. And you actually catered to the comic nerd. You would make money.
I would go to Barnes and Noble.
Right,
for that.
But then all your little individual shops would have to go away.
Well, and that's the threat.
And,
that's the
and
other
I feel
side
like
of the,
you're being
the coin.
Disloyal to all the local businesses.
Mile High Comics is fine, but you got our local shops. You've got the ones that right now that I can say. From my perspective, and if I was still doing it, are doing it right. You've got Hall of Justice, who Jonathan and Dom do a great job. You've got I Want More Comics, which is the fallout from another store, and Jonathan and Sean, they are dialed in. Both are long-time comic readers. And they're doing
okay.
All Seas is doing great. James is a sponsor for our top five, and
I got a pin from them, so I have to say good.
I didn't get a pin,
but see,
for shit, I have to say
they've got the online sales. They're catering to they're trying to wreck that perspective of mouth breathing. Ooh, here's a girl, so we're gonna talk to her. You know that kind of thing.
Stop being that guy. Stop being that guy. You're not that guy.
Oh god! Last time I went to Mile High Comics, there's that dude, ponytail, fedora.
Oh god!
Like, it's that guy.
Yeah, why don't you go take a picture next to his butt crack?
I really should have.
Oh my god!
I could take a selfie with that guy. Famous.
Yeah, it's that guy.
If someone tries to one off you, though, you're just like, dude. Seriously, I just want to get this comic book and leave.
Oh,
like, leave me
well, and that's. I mean,
I remember there was one comic book shop. It wasn't Mile High. I can't remember what it was. It was on Colorado Boulevard.
That's guys.
One of my
he was wearing suspenders, wasn't he?
I have no idea.
Oh my god.
One of my friends was asking them, like, you know, hey, do you guys have like an issue of this comic and stuff like that, and like they kind of like gave her like a like you don't actually read comic books.
Oh,
you deserve to go out of business.
Yeah. Are you kidding
fuck
me?
That.
Yeah, she's like, I went to Mile High and they were really nice about it, but like this particular shop, because like it's just I wanted to go there after work to pick up
it was
that
convenient.
Issue. Yeah, at the time. And then, like, they literally, like, scoffed at her. And it's just like, really?
Wow.
You're right off of that.
Like,
bullshit.
You're literally going to discriminate.
Here's a bucket of sand.
What is that gatekeeper bullshit? I don't understand that.
That's why you're going out of business.
I don't understand. Like, it's like, oh, somebody's interested in this. Why would you be mean about it?
Well, what? Yeah, exactly.
You should be, like, pushing them to, like, you know, hey, you should try out this comic. You can upsell that bullshit.
Well, and you would
it's
think.
Like, one, that's how you make money. And two, that's how you get laid.
Well, like, that's
oh,
the.
Weird. You have an interest that I have.
That's the difference between, like, even back in the 90s, in the video shop days, you never made fun of someone because they were checking out something that you didn't watch.
No. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You just check them out and you say, oh, cool. Have you tried this?
Let me know what it's like.
You try to upsell.
Like
that's
my
it.
Friend who worked at Blockbuster.
Yeah.
You don't make fun of people for getting a video.
No.
What do you mean?
So why are you making fun of people who
No,
read?
Not unless it's like Ishtar. I mean, like yeah, some... Pluto Nash. I mean, if you're renting Pluto Nash, yeah, you got to save them.
$3 there, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Get the Blockbuster card and go get something else.
Try and save that fucker. But there are those...
Waste your money, 'cause you're going to want a refund later.
Yeah, because later I'm going to have to deal with your bitchy ass.
There's a difference.
There is. And it's funny because you would think of the older school trying to capitalize and make money, and they're totally like...
Actually, what
coming
I think of is, I always think of comic book, I'm sorry, it's my turn to be the judgmental generalization.
Okay.
I'm going to do it.
Let's hear it. Lay it to
but
it. Lay
when it comes
it.
To,
sock it to me.
When it comes to the comic book guys, I always get the impression that they are guys from the 70s or 80s who were kids at that time, and they saw that's how it's done, and they want a clubhouse, and they want to get paid to have their collection. And they have no business sense, and they have no customer service sense, and they have no idea how to make money or how even to do anything except hang out in their own shop. They want their man cave, and they're paying overhead for it.
Mm-hmm.
And they have no
idea
what
they're doing. They want to show off their collection.
It's like, as far as a business goes. Well,
no.
That's why, you know, like,
no, you want your customers to have their clubhouse,
exactly.
Not your clubhouse yeah. that you gatekeep and make people learn the password in order before they're allowed to hang out.
Password
in.
Is password.
I heard it was.
I'm a little scared.
I heard it was Top Ramen. Is that accurate?
No, see, and that's the thing is like all the shops we've talked about. Most of the time, whenever I go in there, there's like a multitude of different kinds of people
mm-hmm.
shopping there. It's not just people who look like me. I get it. I'm the fat white nerd with a beard. Like I'm that guy.
They're 75% of comic collectors.
No,
right
you're
there.
Not. Smurf the stereotype.
I'm on deodorant, but that's the thing is like. Those comic book shops cater to a lot of different people, but then you have the one where it's just some asshole standing behind the counter going, well, I bet you've never read Deadpool number 1, issue number 25. Like, who fucking cares? Get off your high horse.
Yeah, I don't
get
need
off your high unicorn. Yeah, just sell me comics.
Give me my issue so I can go home.
Yeah, just like,
all I want is my comics.
I'm just here to get the new Ghostbusters Transformers crossover comic. I don't fucking care. Get out of my dick.
I actually really want the Optimus Prime Ghostbuster Transformer. That's the San Diego Con.
You
want
to tell anybody?
I want it.
So as long as we're on the same page about being weird about it, because it's got the roof rack on it.
It is.
But see, this
is.
Right here, you have this, like, I don't want to admit this.
Well, but there are some nerdy still, like, too nerdy for the universe.
Yeah.
Nah, man. Like, I go in for my books, and I go. I want the nerdy book. I'm shopping in the children's section.
I don't want to put blood in the water. I really don't. No. I don't want to deal with that.
There are people who still sit there and make fun of that.
Right, yeah. And I think that's why. I think that's a big reason why the comic book industry is suffering.
It's sad because I like the comic shop.
So as
I'm
going
in,
well, and
conversations, they're all really nice.
Mm-hmm.
And there's
well,
it depends on the
most
one.
Most of them are good. There's one or two.
Yeah, there's always the ones where you're just kind of like a.
Well, that's because all the bad ones have gone out of business already.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're
whittling
there's
down.
Some that are like worthy of holding on, mm-hmm. but I don't know if they will.
No,
they have to. The problem is. Where is the shift? Because you've got GameStop that's going to cover all of the exclusive toys, all of the games, and if they bring comics in, GameStop's going to be quite a fucking force.
I go in store to get the Ecto-1 Transformer to go get that.
Yeah.
That toy, and I'm like, I don't want to go into
it. Well, the exclusive one, GameStop's already sold out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was sold out before they even finished the announcement.
Try and order it online, and it's a whole thing.
We'd like to announce. Oh, we're sold out.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, they announced it, and then all the nerds went.
Yeah, within 2 seconds.
I have to be the only one on my block.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and you it's even
like
get
Funko Pops now. I hate it.
I hate Funko
I
Pops.
I cannot believe that well, it's
because you guys, whenever we were in California, walked into that that comics
place yeah.
that was next door to the Hard Rock, and we're like, "Where the fuck are you guys going?" And you're like, "We're gonna go check out the comic store." I'm like, I even turned to Devin. I'm like, "I guarantee 99% of that store is Funko Pops."
It
and
was
right, wasn't
yeah.
I? Yeah.
I was disappointed. There was no back yeah. issues. It had some recent comics,
oh.
a few statues. I was like, okay, a couple of statues that were redeemable,
yeah.
but. Again, mostly Pops figures.
But, I mean, that's what sells to the general public. Because I know this girl who I used to work with who that's all she bought that was pop culture related. Where it's like she didn't buy any other collectibles. She had her giant stack of Funkos.
God.
And that's all she... She kept them in the box.
I mean, I'm not trying to shame you. You collect what you collect. You like what you like.
Yeah, like what you like.
The exactly. first rule that...
All it is now.
Well, it is. And I remember when I had my shop and someone would come in and they're like, you know, ask about collecting. And I'm like, if you like it... Collect it. Don't buy it with the premise that you're going
to
make money off.
Yeah,
this.
never collect to make money. No. That's a terrible idea.
Yeah, never remove the box thing is bullshit.
Failed thing.
Yeah, who cares? Do whatever you
because
want.
Coming from the generation of buy two so you can open one and sell the other never works.
I hate that. I hate that so much. I did that with a Ghostbusters figure and I tried to sell the other one that was in the box and somebody's like, I'll give you $50 for it. And I'm like, how much I paid in.
Yeah, I know. It's like, that's what I paid for. Yeah, it was like okay.
A vintage old toy, and it was one of the Kenner toys, and I'm like, yes. Yeah.
But well, you're like, okay.
It's that mentality. Mm-hmm. That's how I felt about Pokemon cards. I still have the giant binders full of Pokemon cards.
I still have mine too, and yeah. Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
And the only one that's going up there is like a rare Charizard that's like a first edition that's like, oh, yeah, we'll give you $100 for that. Like,
yeah, it's not.
It's not worth the money.
Yeah, it's not worth the. It's not worth like, the energy.
The Pokemon cards were because you know you were always trading cards with people at school.
Exactly. Before which was just the like fun part.
Yeah, and then Yu-Gi-Oh was actually the only card game I was able to understand.
I knew how to play that game. Yeah, exactly.
Except when they started adding, like it was like. I learned up to synchro summoning, and then XYZ I could not understand.
That's right. They added more stuff.
Yeah, they added more different types of summoning.
No, but it was just points and life points, and the stars were rare.
They didn't air those episodes on Saturday morning for me to learn the instruction manual.
I said that to someone because I was trying to play the Dungeon Dice Monsters.
Oh, my God.
I was like, they only aired one episode. I don't know how to play the fucking game.
That's why Yu-Gi-Oh is a very, very dark.
Yeah, oh, Yu-Gi-Oh! Is fucking weird, but...
Yeah, because, I mean, technically Shadow Realm was definitely hell.
Oh, yeah, no, they send people to hell, but, like, fucking... No, that mentality of comic book collecting and all that stuff, like, I don't understand half of it. I don't get the collecting bit.
Well, and then now you have... As the years have broken down, you have ones that aren't. There's specific niches now. Mm-hmm. You have the ones that are all on the new stuff. They're focused on that, the variant covers and all of that. And then you've got the ones that just focus on silver and golden age. They've got they're not interested in this new pop culture.
Anything after
rage.
89 is bullshit.
Yeah, because it's overproduced.
I didn't
it's overprinted.
I've seen that.
And it's interesting, but it's its own dynamic. And then you got the key hunters, the ones that are just looking for key issues. They want a deal.
They have their list.
Yep.
Yeah. This is the first appearance of Batman in a Superman.
Actually, it's funny because I know Red and I have ran into this collector. He's looking for like the Superman that where he's drinking a beer.
Oh yeah, no, I know that.
Really fucking specific.
It is.
Yeah, no,
and it's like this is the first issue that they had a tab can, or this is the first one there were Spider-Man's
He's
webs.
He's not doing a hyperbole. This is an
this
actual
is an actual
conversation.
Yes,
what I appreciate is he knows what he wants. I do appreciate that. It's fucking weird.
It is weird.
I get it.
Well,
that's your niche.
There's actually, and this is really controversial. There's a lot of guys who they're looking for all the ones that have swastikas on the cover.
Mm-hmm.
I get that too.
And
I get the reasoning because you know. It sounds
well, the reasoning is different depending on who it is.
Well,
but it's questionable either way. But I mean, I've known people who are like they just want the World War II issues, and they all have swastikas, so that's what they're asking for.
Yeah.
And the way they know that it's authentic is they're looking for that. And then you've got that questionable white guy who gatekeeps a little too hard.
He's a little
shaved his head because he thought it was cool.
He's a little more Aryan than the rest of the collectors.
He gatekeeps on a whole new level. Like no man, no.
Yeah.
So
I mean
he wears a different kind of suspenders. It's just not cool, man.
Yeah, and we've ran into those guys too. I mean, because it was at Colorado Springs Comic Con, our nation's at war, and he was really into the Hitler Captain America fight.
It was all uncomfortable. It was an uncomfortable conversation.
People at comic book stores who they walk in, they're like, "Well, I need the one where Hitler's on the cover," and they're like, "Oh no, okay." You're that guy. Got it. We're going to move away.
So, I mean, it's interesting to see the dynamic, and I don't know how it's going to evolve, because now you have the digital readers.
Yeah.
Because a lot of them have abandoned paper. They don't want it. There are some that if they like the issue enough after reading the digital copy, they'll go in and buy a physical copy. And I've come across plenty of those, but that kind of seems like the new trend.
That buys the big compilation books.
The compendiums?
I did that with a lot of the Ghostbuster books because
that was the only way to get them.
It's hard to find the individual comics at the store, so I went into Barnes & Noble.
Well, it's also
a compendium of the entire series.
It's more cost-effective.
Yeah, I don't have to buy individual comics for, like, $5 each.
Yeah, $5 each versus $10 for the big one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's fine.
Yeah.
And, it's worth it.
That's how I read a lot of comics. I did that for, you know, The Walking Dead. I've done that for a lot of different books.
Well, actually, that's probably the best way to read Walking Dead anymore.
It's a little harder to find the old series, but it's fine.
You can get it at the library.
For sure.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, and go figure.
Go to your local library.
Your local library has all the new comics.
Yeah, they have. They get new comics on Wednesdays, too.
Mm-hmm.
So they
get a lot of my vinyl records is at my local Parker Library.
Nothing wrong with
Douglas County Library, which is what is Parker, is my favorite.
Yeah.
They have the best selection. I love them. I miss living in Douglas County so bad.
Yeah. I need to actually go get a library card because I was just doing the guest thing.
Mm. Oh, man.
Yeah, because they have a guest program where it's like, I didn't know if I was going to stay out here for very long. I need to go and get my library card.
Well, you can use it even after you leave, and we can get it on your phone, and I'll teach you all about it.
Oh, my God.
Use me for things. Oh, no.
She's already set me up. I already have my library card because of her.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I still have mine.
Yep.
She
collects library cards.
I do.
Cool. See, that's another thing, is it feels like comic book stores are going the way of the library, where it's like, you have one or two, and...
Well, and it's weird when...
I have five.
Because it's strange when you go into some shops, and it's very interesting. You can tell the age shift because the back issues kind of cut off, and it starts in the 90s, and you're like...
And you see like the red, black, and blue back.
Yeah, you're like...
Oh, he's got spikes coming out of where he's
shirt. Yeah, that's not going to work
for me.
It was
the 90s. We were really into trench coats, okay?
Well, and some
extreme
of them... And you got ones now that are trying to like style their shops after what they saw in The Big Bang Theory, where it's more of like a museum and
just have pop culture shit on the wall.
Yeah,
it feels like shenanigans.
Yeah, you're like, I don't know if it's for sale, if it's decorative, if you just put it there because you don't know what the fuck to do with it.
I've been in a few shops where they actually are displaying to sell.
Yes,
which is fantastic. But there's a few where it's just
those aren't available.
American Shield because you know. We have one.
Yeah.
Well, because my wife won't let me keep it at home anymore.
I totally ate his pizza.
I brought it in, and I'm waiting for someone.
Story behind that whole thing.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
We actually met his wife.
Yeah. And she seems like the type to be like,
she is,
can't keep all this 80s bullshit at home.
She's absolutely wonderful. We met her at DCC.
I just wish they would learn how to cook a pizza all the way through. That's all.
You know what? I'm a fan of the fact that they don't, because it reminds me of the good old days of Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh.
You and I have very different experiences at Chuck E. Cheese.
I didn't get diddled at a Chuck E.
Cheese. There were no good old days.
I didn't get diddled. So.
There are only old days.
So I wonder, as we see the shops progress, are they going to become more museums? Or are they going to become more retail?
You see that becoming a thing where it's just collectors trying to show off their stuff and sell a few comics and Funko Pops on the side.
Oh, my God.
Okay, what if...
That's what a lot of shops are.
But what if they did become museums where they charged admission and they weren't selling anything?
We were talking about that... who's opening, like, a big comic book museum?
Oh, yes.
That was a thing that was happening.
That did actually happen. Yeah. He has, like, 350,000 different... comics and collectibles that actually it is a museum library style. You can go in and do it.
I'd go to something like that where it's like I'd go look at some of the memorabilia. You hate to say it's kind of like, you know, Planet Hollywood or the Hard Rock, but I just go in there to look at the cool shit that they have.
Okay, well what if you did it like a membership library?
Oh, that'd be cool.
Like you pay a monthly fee and you can go in there and check out X amount depending on your...
But see, to me...
But then you have to worry about your grade levels.
That makes me miss Gamefly, because I did that for video games for a long time.
Did they get rid of Gamefly?
Yeah, Gamefly's still around.
Really?
Yeah.
We just don't have our accounts anymore.
It's just nobody does it anymore. But
well, because the game systems and games, it just wasn't a good time.
Yeah, no, it was at a weird point.
Yeah.
When that came
out. I also feel like it's not a good idea, especially because like some people can just... abuse discs.
I mean, that's how I got a copy of Ted and Grand Theft Auto 4 for the PlayStation.
Yeah, but also...
Because I never sent any of those back to Netflix or Gamefly.
Whatever, man. I lost games. What can I say?
Granted, though, like, when you can buy it digitally, it doesn't really matter.
No! And that's how I feel about comic book stores, is I feel bad, but I buy digitally. You know, I have it on my...
Well, you're not buying to collect, which, first of all, I think is more better.
Well, it saves me a lot more money in the long run.
But see...
Well, but if I just bucks. why are you buying something if it's not for the joy of the story?
Well, if that's the case, if you're going to pay a subscription fee,
that's like buying a movie ticket and never going.
if you're going,
yes, but you're buying it and showing it off and pointing it out to be like, I am a part of this. This is a part. This is in my collection.
A Star Wars ticket,
and you never go and see the movie.
But if you're going to pay a membership to go and read, I mean, you might as well just go to the library. It's
hey, I
free.
Always say you should go to the library,
and I'm trying to help
you assholes out.
But if you go to the bookstore and buy the trade paperback, there's not much of a difference between a monthly fee versus paying the one-time fee, and you own it. Unless you don't want the physical copy.
I would just wait for the fucking trade back.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, is the trade backs are way easier to get a hold of.
Yeah, and plus you don't have to buy every single individual
issue.
No,
you don't. And I think that's part of the problem.
I think we've decided comic book shops are doomed.
I think you're doomed.
You
still have the collectors like this guy, and you still do have the kids.
To be fair, I haven't bought an old comic book in ages. I have everything that I need, and I've been wanted.
Care about, and new ones, I'm just like, okay.
At this point, it's upgrades. Yeah. Unless I find like an older Batman dating somewhere between, and here's the other caveat. If I'm looking for a Batman comic, do you know what year I'm in right now? 1948.
Jesus.
Oh my god.
Okay, I'm deep in the Batmans, okay? My Green Lantern collection is complete.
He's
my Spider-Man collection is complete.
Deep
in the Batmans.
So the only one I kind of want to buy is the White Knights from Batman.
Yeah.
I think that's a
very good series.
Because it goes with my Lego figure.
Sean Murphy did an amazing job with the story and the art.
It's good art.
Yes.
It's good looking. It's an interesting story, and that's a series I'd like to buy.
Actually, that did just come out on trade. You should go buy it.
Yeah, see, and there you go. See, trade back.
Yeah, we'll go to Barnes and Noble. No,
Nable?
Barnes and Noble.
Nable.
Oh my god.
So while we're there, I'll get my Nable pierced.
I'm going to Barnes and Noble.
Barnes and Noble.
Did you just headbutt the mic?
Barnes and Noble sounds like a lawyer corporation. Like, you come to Barnes and Noble, we'll get you out of a car accident.
That's
real
right.
Quick.
Did you get busted with a DUI? No. Hey, come to Barnes and Noble. We will
Barnes
get you off like
we'll
that.
Get you out like
I guess Borders, okay?
Borders was amazing.
So much easier to say. But that was my hangout.
I miss Borders.
Aww. Borders had it so well.
Shut down. They used to be at the mall near my house.
But I mean, the average price, even if it's a shit comic book, and I mean, it looks like it's been through 5 too many restrooms, 3 restrooms ago. Okay, it still is like hovering around.
Very specific. It sounds like a story.
You're right.
It looks like it's yes. I'm just. It's like $500, and it's an absolute rag.
No, there's no point.
Yes,
and that's the thing. You're like, oh, I found this limited edition comic, and it's like ripped on the corners, mm-hmm. and it's not worth it.
And that's what
$100 for Superman.
I don't know
Superman.
Why I'm
Superman number one.
Let's all do another shot.
Superman.
let's all do another shot and go
horseradish
back to Minnesota.
Shots for everyone.
Yeah, they sell Superman.
I mean, there are a couple. Like maybe
he
if I came
make
across,
you finish your peas before sending you off for a nap.
The only ones that I've ever thought were worth it buying off of like eBay were the like Comic Con edition ones. There's a few Ghostbuster ones that I'm like, oh, I could order that edition.
And you know what? There are a couple ones that again, you're going back to what I thought of. Mm-hmm. If you like, collect it. Don't collect it for the intention, but
no,
that's
man.
The whole point.
There's two that are done by different artists that I like really enjoy because it's like, oh, well, that's
Dude,
a nice spin.
I love the variant covers for some things it's not great when you're in covers, but there's a few where it's like, oh, that makes a lot of sense. That's cool.
And it's you're like, okay, I dig that. I yeah. like the
I'm
art. And it's
variant covers that I've bought over the years where I was just like,
I have the same thing where like I buy certain variants where I'm like, ooh.
I have the one where they have Peter Parker posing like Spider-Woman did one issue like
oh, the
way
one
before.
With the
yeah, where she's on the rooftop and
yeah,
her butt doesn't make. I have a variant of that where they drew Peter Parker like
I ruined, oh my god,
it's
I
a show.
That.
Cho did the cover for that that they're talking about.
Then there's a good variant with Peter Parker doing it. I'm like, that's a variant.
But you know what? And be honest, I have spent so much money on J. Scott Campbell's variant covers, his statues.
Well, because his stuff looks good.
It does look good.
That's the thing, is if you find an artist that you genuinely like, you enjoy what their stuff looks like, that might be worth having as a physical copy.
But it's not enough to support a comic shop.
No, it's not.
What if they went the route of the fine art industry? Because that's a total scam.
Charging like $800 for
is
that
it this
kind
one?
Of thing.
Yeah, that yep, that's it.
I have there that. I have that variant cover.
Huh. But like, no, but
actually, that the one on the left is Campbell.
Okay, mm-hmm. You know, yeah
I have that variant cover.
Mm-hmm. But actually, do
see my favorite thing is the Hawkeye initiative when they like started doing all like the weird women poses in
with Hawkeye.
That was my.
That was very well, very well thought through.
Yeah,
ever.
But that's the thing is like variant covers like that make it worth it for me, but for average Joe Schmo, they don't fucking care.
Yeah, I think the
I don't know.
One of them that I did was
average Joe Schmo.
I'm not. There's nothing average about me.
Well, even I draw a line on some of the variant. I'm like,
Doesn't matter. It's just like, oh, look, you did a thing with is slightly different than the last guy. Who cares?
Yeah, I mean,
this is a tribute.
I remember it's when you did a babies versus X babies variant of a comic. I can't remember for which comic.
Oh,
I feel like I remember that.
The Scotty Young ones.
Who cares?
No, it was before they actually did like babies versus X babies, and I bought that because I'm just like this cover is just hilarious.
It's funny, but it's like, oh man, I don't care.
I mean, it's the same fucking price, so I'm just like, all right, take that.
But and that's what it's almost like market research because they're like, well, if they're buying these, then if we make more and we make them exclusives,
But then that's also a thing is it's hard to find things that aren't possible in DC at certain comic book shops.
Mm-hmm.
Like I got to look for IDW comics at certain places and they don't carry them because they don't care.
Some places
don't have Dark Horse. Some places don't have it
depends on their who's coming through the door. I mean, back issues for IDW don't typically sell. No. You've got your your 5-6 guys that buy it.
What if
Ninja Turtle comics? Okay.
What if? And I realize this is a big if because it would mean that all the comic book shops in town would actually have to like get along with each other. All right, so I know. Like they'd actually have to be.
Scary.
I know it's like
it's getting better.
It's a big if.
You don't have more beer, do you?
No, that's the old. I know. I'm sorry.
It's getting better out there.
But what if they all like figured out and just accepted that this is my neighborhood, this is my market, this is and then I'm gonna specialize, and then they each just accepted that was their speciality.
Yeah.
And we
only sell Marvel. We only see.
Yeah, and so if you are looking for something, you know which shop to go to.
Yeah, but they don't make money that way.
Yeah,
but you could make money that way.
Yeah, you absolutely could.
Because first of all, you're not buying random stuff that won't sell because you have your market.
You're like, oh, I'm going to the Marvel comic shop specifically just for Marvel.
I feel like the issue too, though, would be like the inconvenience of it. Like some people throw a fit.
I know they'd have to like talk to each other.
Yeah,
it's like
I'd have to call a different store to find out if they have it.
Actually, some of the shops that I've noticed in town, and I'm not going to name names because I'm
anymore.
There are a couple of shops that are actually like that. If I'm looking for action figures, if I'm looking for a specific back issue past this date, or if I'm looking for a variant cover, I know out of the 5 shops that are available to me where I'm going to go. Where I'm going to go first.
That's fair because some places only carry certain things, especially back issues. So it's hard to find. Like I hate to say it, it's hard to find the old Star Wars comics.
They're awful.
Yeah.
Wait, the Dark Horse ones or the Marvel ones? Yeah, the Dark
Horse awful.
Ones are bad, but you can't find them.
You can't, because when Dark Horse pulled...
Oh, no, I can hook you up.
I don't want them.
Oh, well, yeah, because they're
if
awful.
If somebody wants them, you can't find them.
Yeah,
oh,
when
if
Dark
you
Horse,
want them, I can hook you.
When Dark Horse pulled the plug...
Red can help you out. You're like, I need those Dark Horse comic books for Star Wars, where, you know, Darth Vader is Luke's cousin.
Oh, my gosh.
Actually... I like those stories.
They're so bad.
Weird, man. They took too many.
The Infinity storylines? Yeah, those are pretty
cool.
Well,
the like, seriously, the artist that got to draw them, I'm sorry, I don't know their names and I don't care. had never saw the movies or pictures of the actors. Mm-hmm. He just drew these.
Well, and you feel bad for those guys because they're just filling
in. And the
in
lighting in his
space.
Studio was clearly bad. Because
it's just
like
so bad.
No, it seriously does feel like that, where it's like, oh, Square Enix is making a Marvel game. Cool, cool. Did they actually get the actors' likenesses?
No.
Kind of.
I mean, they're
that
white.
That Marvel game looks horrible.
That's it. That's
Nolan North and, what's his name? the other guy who does every other voice acting thing.
There's many of those,
but it's the same thing. We kind of made it look like Chris Evans.
Thor's suit is too big for the guy they got in the costume. It looks horrible.
That's
and they're not changing it. People have been bitching for weeks.
I actually applaud them for not changing it, but that's because I
stick to your guns.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I like studios caving into the whining.
Yeah,
it's the same reason I hate petitions. Man, I don't like the thing. Change it because I said so.
Well, I just don't like the thing. Don't buy new things anymore.
How dare you say that? Damn, you should cater my every whim.
That's because my voice carries weight, damn it.
My voice does? No, my dollars carry weight, and I'm not buying your thing. I don't know.
Just don't buy the game.
Don't buy it, you idiot.
Don't buy the thing.
That's why I do not go to Tom Cruise movies.
Although, Sonic the Hedgehog changing the Sonic is...
That's kind of... They kind of had to.
That's
a decision, actually, I'm kind of backing.
Yeah. For the Nightmares.
No, I'll back that decision. Nobody would have gotten to see
no.
that. People still buy Marvel.
I know, because the Shriek was not limited to the digital world. Like, it just went on.
So, I decided if I go back into owning a comic book store.
Oh, go on. Can I work there?
Yes. I need people I can trust, because I don't want them to show up and break my glass and steal my, you know, $43,000 worth of comics. Whoa. Shots fired.
Oh, for the bow!
Did you get away with selling those?
No.
He went to a pawn shop, the dumbass, and got pinched.
Oh, what a fucking...
Oh, you stupid idiot.
It was his
idiot.
First time. He didn't know.
First time.
Here's the void. Because you got to fill the void. You have to have a reason to bring people in. So if you had booze,
no, you have to have a reason.
Go
to,
on.
No, you have to have a reason to bring people back.
Mm-hmm. Because as one of my partner in crime once told me, if you own liquor and it's like having Amazing Spider-Man number one at an endless supply, people will come back because
absolutely.
You're selling liquor.
Yeah.
So if you attach comics to liquor and coffee...
So here's a fun thing.
You have to have dishes, though.
Yes.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, that's fair. Japan, there's this manga, like, library.
Oh, I saw that. It's a flat rate.
Oh, yeah, you pay for...
Who shared that?
I think it was Colton.
Colton
shared it.
Well,
Clayton.
Clayton's actually at a Time Warp.
Shared that. And
you...
Like, they have... Unlimited beer,
because
you pay like $30, $30 American, you get unlimited alcohol, and you get unlimited access to these...
And a reading nook.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and a reading room, a private reading room.
And then, and the price goes up on the reading room you want.
Yeah, so if you want a bigger reading room...
With a TV and video games and all the rest of the shit...
You can do that.
Done. Wait, are you saying that Asian cultures actually know how to do comics better than us?
Oh my god.
They know how to do everything better than us.
That's not true.
Why don't they know how to do better?
Build bigger bombs.
Oh. And on that bombshell, I'm out.
we broke red.
Oh, come on, that was funny.
That was classic. Oh my god. Oh my god. And on that bombshell.
Put liquor with comics and we're good.
We're good. That's the answer. Because if you have a reason to have them come back, you have the issues, you have a spot for it.
And you got your clubhouse.
You got your clubhouse.
You got your clubhouse.
That is the key.
Clubhouse doesn't matter.
You could do discussion groups in the big room. We'll all pitch in and split the cost. It'll be great, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like that.
Yeah. That's
because the fact that they have like coffee and stuff like that too. That's mm-hmm. awesome.
Because when you were growing up, what would be cooler than your own clubhouse or your own treehouse? You always wanted to build it.
Friends that would join me. Yeah.
Well, you got your friends here.
Well, you said we're as a
friends
kid.
Now.
As a kid,
high school doesn't matter anymore.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm the same boat as you.
Fuck those assholes. They have no idea. You have your friends now, and you have your treehouse.
Listen, I'm not gonna have flashbacks about band camp.
No more.
Drumline was mean to me.
So that is my idea. If you have a better idea, I would love to hear it.
The booze and smokes, that's a good idea.
That's the only thing that's not being done.
Why can't we?
and we could.
God damn it.
Well, everyone wants to, you know, and that's what bothers me, because everyone wants to make things so family-friendly or kid-friendly. You know what? I hate to break this to you, but not everything needs to be kid-friendly. It almost wrecked Vegas.
We actually need more adult-friendly things that are not kid-friendly, that don't involve liquor and drugs.
Yes.
And naked women. Like, we need actually more adult...
I mean, I like all three of those. I know. But you're right.
But we need more things that it's like when you don't want those things, but you just want adult time.
Yes.
That is what we need.
Surrounded by fucking screaming kids. Dude, that's all I want.
That's...
Yes. That's time away.
About Denver
County. Do you know how many bomb threats that would stop?
Kids, I don't even care.
Like, the most annoying thing is, like, when you're trying to do something and then you hear... someone, like, someone's kid cry or, like, throwing a tantrum or some shit, and you're just like, I just wanted to enjoy my fucking coffee. Yeah.
But, like, and your other option is to go to a loud bar.
Yeah. And it's like, I have...
It's like, I don't want to go to a loud bar. I want to go to a nice... Yeah.
Yeah. There's no, like, coffee shop with liquor. Like, there's nothing...
Nope.
Like
there was, but...
yeah,
it was
failed.
Run by morons, and now it's still...
Yeah,
it's gone. I miss my coffee shop so bad.
But yeah,
pretty good is terrible. I just
but no, we're not saying that at all. But
I feel like that's the toll comic book shops could, you know, go towards.
I don't want the family friendly pushed on me.
Exactly.
Well, stop acting like comics are just for kids.
They're not.
Well, they have. They haven't been for like 20 years.
Because kids don't read comics. Let's be real.
I mean, you got like I know
they turn them into arts and crafts. It's really unsettling.
They do have the all ages section, and it's funny because you'll see them in the comic shop. They've got like the one section for kids, and they're trying to hook them young. I get that, but you know what? There's enough interest nowadays.
Throwing out their little like, oh, but it's Marvel, but they're babies.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, I get Muppet Babies tried to do that way back in the day, but
okay, it worked.
We have
a little too well.
We have Galactus as a baby.
No,
okay,
yes, that doesn't need to happen.
Baby Thanos,
exactly.
Baby Thanos plush toy. He really poops.
Baby Thanos was a thing, and they did it with the Punisher. There was a baby Thanos with the Punisher. He was in the fucking carrier. Punisher was carrying around baby
for
Thanos,
fuck's
trying
sake.
To teach him to be good.
Oh my god!
But he was also the Cosmic Ghost Rider.
Oh my god. And Cosmic Ghost Rider is insane.
That whole arc was fucking weird.
Baby Thanos is my new goal in life.
I hope he
poops Infinity Stones. That's good.
What is he, like a goose shitting out golden eggs?
Yes.
He poops.
Oh my god.
He only poops every once a thousand years.
That's right.
Oh my god.
Oh, there's the Soul Stone.
Somebody just dies next to that.
That was a whopper, wasn't it?
That must be the space gem. Mm.
All right.
And on that bombshell, we will say goodbye. Be sure to let us know your thoughts, feelings, and if you got a shop that's worth
boosting
comics, baby. Telling you, coming to
wave of the future, man.
To you soon.